Some of them we don't know. Here we join the crew. First we was bashful of the people. Everything was new to us. About a month's time, we was very good acquainted each other. From here on, everything was fine and dandy. We can visit each other every day, talk to each other every day. I think there were some Navajo people ran away from there, I don't know. But us, we stayed because of the food that we have no way getting it. There were meat being brought in. And 10 or 15 head of cattle being brought in from different places for us to be fed. There was everything that was done for us by the white people, which gave us life to our people. And we sure do thank the government that helped us on all these things. In every way he helped us. Some of us, we realize what the government has done for us. He saved our life. He saved our hide from other image. Emmy. So today we think a lot about white people, what they have done for us. I never did thought of myself that way, that I was going to live that long. I grew up in good health. I never do want to do in bed myself. I wanted to do the right thing if I can. Time went on and on. Finally, it was about 4 years. Then in the 4 years, people has to start to talk about their homeland. I think they have done well, and they have learned it about their time. And I think it was the best thing that they have done for us. They have saved our lives. And so, what do we have learned from Fort Sumner's time? We are now well placed. Since then, sometime I think that it was a great thing what our grand folks had went through. But since they have acquainted with the army, I think they had done right. I have sometimes said that one of our best friends that we have in the nation is the white people. Today we still have the same people with us. Some of them are our neighbors, and some of them are our traitors, and some of them are leading us away to better ways of living. This is what I call good friendship. Today we can see the light burning in liberty. Sometime I do say to myself and cry, glory in the high, the Almighty that has helped us, that saved our life from other bad things. Today I think whoever made us has done right for us. And today is different now. We old people of today, we are mostly thankful for our old generation that has been in the past. As the one that has been in the hardship years. And sometimes I have to say that we are looking up to them. Thank them for what they have done for us. Sometime when I'm alone, I always talk to myself about our old grandmother and grandfather. They have told it all kinds of different stories which they have done in their past years. I used to remember the time that the first train that I saw, it was in gallop. I was surprised that this thing can move around like horse. I wouldn't still believe. So that's why I think my friends, that some of our old people had the way of hardshipness to come through all this year. And at the same time, I would like to say that Sometimes I usually talk to myself while I was laying down. I always say and talk about my great forefathers. So this is a story of a life of the Fort Summers time. The folks stayed over there for 4 good years. They stayed it until 1868. This is part of the story that the old lady has to say. There are a lot of other good stories that they are known in Fort Summers, but I'll tell you just a little of that story, that what happened. These days, there were 2 kinds of church religious over there. It was a Catholic and Protestant. That was the only 2 people knew that they were the one that was living here. Here, the Protestant and the priests had to make up stories or tell the stories of Jesus. Quite a few has joined the church at that time when the Fort Summer people came back. So what I should say about my people is that they have learned the way to life. And so this is part of a story that we have told from Fort Summers time. People came back in happiness. They were all here in Fort Summers. We had lived in peace for 4 good years. Finally, there was people was trying to talk about going back to Fort. Going back to Fort Defiance, to their own homeland. They've been talking about it for months. Is there any way that they can go back to their good old homeland? Finally, the Washington, finally the headman of the